from Hollywood.
Wait a minute. I got a poem.
Well, hurry up.
Yeah.
Tide to friend and dirt to foe. Put tide in and watch dirt go.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Since day after tomorrow is Valentine's Day, we give you now, with their deepest affection, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's and Procter & Gamble's biggest comic Valentine, Red Skelton.
Hey, Mr. Fred, I'm glad you came in. Have you seen the morning paper?
Yes, Mr. Skelton, I have. What would you like to know?
Well, I'd like to read it myself, if you don't mind.
Oh. Did you read about the fellow who sold all the atomic secrets to Russia for $400?
Yeah, the big idiot. The guys who were after Mickey Korn would have paid $500. What happened to the mail?
Oh, here it is, Mr. Skelton.
Mm-hmm. All these letters have been opened.
Yes, what would you like to know? You sure have got a lot of Valentines in your mail, Mr. Skelton.
Yeah. Hey, I got a Valentine for Rod O'Connor.
Oh,
wait till he sees it. It's a can of Red Heart dog food. Hey, here's a package from my sponsors.
Oh, what did Procter & Gamble send you in that box?
Well, a dozen pair of socks.
Oh, no, that's a nice Valentine's gift.
If nothing, they want me to wash them out and send them back. Hey, did you get any Valentines, Mr. Fred?
Oh, I got a lovely one. The heart-shaped box with sorted bandages. They'll be nice to have around when they let that hydrogen bomb go off.
Very pleasant thought. You know, they're figuring out so many ways to get rid of the world. Wouldn't it be awful if the Republicans got in just as the world went out?
Tell me, what's that card you're hiding behind your back? Is that a Valentine?
No, it's something personal. That laugh threw me. I can't let you see this one.
Why, Mrs. Skelton, don't you trust your house boy?
Boy, get a little of this boy. This guy's so old, he used to peel the apples for Adam and Eve. Used to follow him around with a snake bite kit, you know. Oh, my.
Anybody home?
Yeah, come on in, Rod. Say, don't tell me you're out selling Girl Scout cookies.
No, this year I'm buying them.
Oh, good.
Okay, you called me to come running over here. Now, what's up?
Well, look, I got a mysterious Valentine today, and Mr. Fred, I'd like, this is confidential, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, well, I'm not eavesdropping. My ears are always at tension.
Well, go admire your go ahead.
No, very well, I'll leave. But I'm awfully good man at solving mysteries. I've solved every mystery but one.
What's that?
Me.
You know, I think you made him mad, Red.
I'd fire him, except for one thing. I never hired him.
Now, what about this mysterious
Valentine? Well, it came in the mail today, and I don't know who sent it. It's got me worried. Here, look at this, boy.
Boy, it sure smells nice.
Yeah, there hasn't been a live fly in the house since I opened it.
Well, it's a mighty fancy Valentine.
Yeah, read it. Wow! Well, I didn't take it that way.
It's signed L.R.
Yeah.
Who's L.R.?
Well, it's got me worried. I don't know. Let's see. It could be Lana or Rita.
Hmm? Yeah, and then again, it could be Lassie and Rex, King of Wild Horses. Say, do you have a hidden past you're keeping a secret?
Well, when I was hanging back in Wallace Circus, there was the tattoo lady. I had designs on her. Then there was the bearded lady. Of course, I kept that a secret. We just sort of beat around the bush on that. Look, I got to find out who sent this card. I won't be able to explain it to Georgia.
Well, why don't you just tell Georgia the truth, that you haven't the faintest idea who the card comes from?
Oh, you dreamer, you. Are you trying to frame me? Supposing you got a card like that, would you tell your wife? What would you tell her?
I wouldn't tell her anything. Just sit and listen.
Now that we understand each other.
Oh, why don't you just tear it up and forget about it?
Because the envelope wasn't sealed, and I'm afraid George has already seen it.
Mm-hmm.
She'll probably be waiting around to see if I'll mention it. The only way I can clear myself is to find out who sent it.
Okay, I'll help you. How about the Four Knights?
No, they didn't send this, Valentine. They sent me a record. They sent me a record.
Really?
Chattanooga Shoe Shine. Would you like to hear it? Put it on for you.
Yeah. Say, boy, they sure put a big heart in a big heart package, didn't
they? Yeah, they're trying to shame me into more money, I think.
Man, you been in that new shoe shine parlor yet?
Where's that man, Fourth and Grand?
That's the place.
No, but I heard a lot of talk of it, though.
Have you ever passed the corner of Fourth and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoe shine stand? People gather round just to clap their hands. He's a great big funnel of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't care the way he makes it pop.
You ought to see him
brand the air
with the hoppity hippity hippity hoppity hoppity hippity hop.
He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get a burning when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with the great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie boogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Chattanooga,
shine boy. Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
shine boy.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Wash day miracles are something you women have come to expect from Tide. But this latest Tide miracle has amazed even you. For Procter & Gamble's Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. How can that be? Well, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, the dirt goes too. You can take your clothes right from the wringer and hang them up, fresh and white and clean. Yes, clean. It's already history the way Tide gets clothes clean with rinsing. Gets them cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. And when you do and compare the results, I guarantee you'll be delighted. Your clothes will be amazingly fresh, clean, and white. Another pleasant result is the time and work you save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, now, we know the Four Knights didn't sing it, and that lovely Valentine that John Holbrook just read.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he didn't sing it.
Well, you might as well turn yourself over to Georgia, then.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea.
No, suicide's out.
No, if Georgia gets suspicious, you can solve everything by buying her a lot of presents.
Yeah.
Prove to her that she's the only woman in your life.
Uh-huh. That might do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I could buy her. I thought you were going to laugh when you said that. Yeah, I could buy her a box of candy and some flowers. That'll do it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Take another whip at that Valentine. Are you sure candy and flowers are enough?
Yeah, maybe I better get her some nylons, too, huh?
Better read the verse on that card again.
Wow! Maybe a pair of earrings.
Okay, so you take her the candy and the flowers and the nylons and the earrings, see?
Yeah.
And then she wants to see the card. What do you think?
Wonder if there's a Cadillac agency open around.
Well, come on, let's go shopping.
Okay. Hey, you sure you didn't send me that Valentine? L.R. It could stand for Lardy Rod, you know.
No, I didn't send you a Valentine. Oh, hey, there's Willie Lump Lump sitting on a bench waiting for a bus. You know, he might be the one that sent the Valentine. He's always playing practical jokes.
Anything he would send would be in a bottle. Look, I got to go do some shopping. Huh?
Well, I'll catch up with you. I want to ask Willie if he knows anything about that Valentine signed L.R. Hiya, Willie.
You waiting for a bus?
Well, let's not get nosy, bud. I'm hitchhiking.
You're hitchhiking?
Yeah.
How can you hitchhike sitting there on a bench with... You haven't even got your thumb out.
Well, my thumb is out, but it's in my pocket, you see. I'm the backward type, you know. I hitchhiked out here from New York, you know.
Really?
Took me 4 months across the desert.
How come it took you so long?
Well, you see, my thumb sunburned so easily, I have to travel at night. You know?
Where's your car?
Huh?
Where's your car?
Well, the last time I saw my car, it was riding a fire hydrant piggyback. Well, it wasn't my fault.
No?
I was driving along, minding my own business, and all of a sudden, this stupid fire hydrant darted out in front of me. And against the signal, mind you, against the signal.
Well, were you hurt?
Hmm?
Were you hurt?
No, luckily, I was in the back seat asleep at the time.
Well, who was driving? I said if you were asleep in the back seat, who was driving?
That's rather difficult when you put it that way.
Well, I don't see your car around here, so you remember where you left it?
Look, I only remember one thing.
What's that?
Well, you don't look right to me. That don't look right, big boy.
Now, look, let's not get started with that.
I've met a lot of characters in my day, but you yet don't look right to me. And I hope you're taking this down because you yet don't look right to me. And you may quote me, too.
Look, answer one thing. Did you send a valentine to Skelton signed L.R.?
No big silly. My initials ain't L.R. I'm Willie Lumpup, remember? Stupid. Willie Lumpup, my initials are W.L.U.M.P.
Hey, what are those lilies you're holding? Are you taking them home to your wife?
No, they're for myself. When my wife gets through with me, when I get home, all I gotta do is cross my hands across my chest and I'm ready for the service. Oh, here comes a taxi. I'll see if I can help. Hey, taxi! Hey, you stupid bum! Hey!
Willie, that's no taxi.
Stay out of this, will you? Hey, taxi! All right, I'll see you later. Well, howdy, gentlemen. Now you know where to take me.
Well, I better see how Red's making out in the store.
Hey, Rod, over here. I'm going to buy a valentine for Ida Hawkins, you know.
Really? What'd you find? What'd you find?
Look at this cute valentine here. You open it up and you can hear Dave Rose and his orchestra playing There's No Tomorrow.
Thank you. Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, that's a startling statement, but it is true, and you can prove it. Just wash your clothes with Procter & Gamble's Tide. Then, don't rinse. Just wring out your clothes. And, lady, they're ready for the line. That's because Tide gets the dirt out of your clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Your wringer takes out both water and dirt. Your wash is fresh, white, clean. Now, you know that with rinsing, Tide gets your clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. And now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. You'll be amazed. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. Remember, every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
T-I-D-D, Tide.
Say, wasn't those sweet sentiments that John just read?
Yes.
Lovely to know how they love clean clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Makes you want to run right home and rinse out a few things, don't it?
Yes, let's do it tonight instead of playing canasta.
Read what's there. Hey, I just thought of something. L-R could stand for let's rinse. No, of course with Tide you don't have to. Well, now let's see. Where can we go from here? I think I'll go over and see if I can get some perfume for Georgia.
Well, I'm going to get a nice card for Sylvia, too. She doesn't really need one, though. She hardly used the one I gave her last year. Boy, somebody slammed the door so hard he broke the glass. Oh, no wonders. Junior, the hydrogen kid.
Junior, look what you've done. What? Just look what you've done.
Why should I look? It's nothing new to me, you know.
I told you a million times not to slam doors. You're just getting too big for your little britches.
Oh, is that where I feel a draft from? Huh? Stop shaking me, will you? Stop shaking me. The frog in me pocket's getting dizzy.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't bring your pet frog with you.
No, I'm kidding. I left him home to take a nap.
Where at home did you leave your frog? Not in your bed again.
Goodness, no. You told me never to put him in my bed, so I didn't.
That's a good boy.
So tonight when you go to your bed, would you please look under the pillow and see if he's comfortable?
You left your frog under my pillow?
Well, of course, the last time I put him under your covers, your feet were so cold he had goose pimples for 3 days. He couldn't tell where his eyes started. They were so big.
Junior, now just for that young man, I'm taking you right home.
No. Please let go of me here. Let go of me here. You make me look like Dumbo, kid. I'll be good. Please let me stay here because I come down to buy you a Valentine and I haven't bought one yet.
Oh, really? Well, dear.
I'll fall for this stuff.
Well, that's pretty sweet of you to want to buy me a Valentine.
Really?
I guess I can overlook all the bad things you've done.
Well, that's going to take a heap of overlooking, you know. But I sure appreciate it. Uh-huh. Really, I do. Honest, I really, really, truly, the calla lilies are in bloom again. Really, they are.
What are you going to buy me, Junior?
Well, you stay right here. I'll case the joint, and I'll be right back. Now, let me see. There's so many things here. What can I get Mommy for Valentine's Day? Oh, she'd probably like it if I got lost. That's what she really does.
Can I help you, little boy?
Well, frankly, I'd be on helping. But I would like to buy a present for me mummy, you know, something real nice, something expensive but cheap.
Well, how much did you plan on spending?
Well, I can go as high as a dime.
A dime?
Yes.
My. Where did you get all that money?
Well, don't spread it around, kid, but I'm the bomb spotter in Mickey Cohen's neighborhood.
Are you sure a dime is all you can afford to spend?
Well, actually, Pop gives me a couple of dollars to buy her a present with, but I'm trying to save a widow from me sweet tooth fund, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you buy your mother a box of candy, and maybe she'll share it with you.
What a bully idea. What kind of candy have you got?
Well, these caramels are very nice.
Yeah, Mama Ray's nice at this time of year, too.
Well, here now. Try one and see if you think she'll like it.
Well, I don't mind if I does. That's not bad, not bad. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, this peanut brittle is nice. Try a piece.
Oh, wonderful, if you insist. That is delicious, delicious. Now, it's awful nice, but she hates peanut brutal.
You mean brittle.
No, she got no teeth and it's brutal.
Well, how do you like milk chocolate?
Why, I don't know. I never milk one. What else have you got?
Well, these bonbons are very...
please, lady, please.
And then we have some lovely coconut cream candy.
I don't really think I can sample anymore, you know. Them 75 pieces are beginning to gang up on my tummy, you know.
Oh, you do look a little green. Are you ill?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Tell me, where do you drop dead around here?
Well, before you drop, just hand me the $2 to pay for the candy you've eaten.
Here, don't get too near me. Don't get too near me. I think my tummy's coming up for air.
Well, Junior, how are you making out?
Please, Fatso, I'm sick enough without looking at all that pork.
Junior, what's wrong with you?
Well, never mind. Me sweet tooth synonymous. Tell him to come and get me. Call him. Me misspent youth is now catching up with me at last. I'm so sick I can't know me.
Well, you better let me take you to your mother.
Get your hands off of me, gelatin boy.
Junior, why do you call me gelatin boy?
Haven't you heard?
No.
I called him the way I cheated.
Junior, Junior! Have you been in the green paint?
No. They've been trying to pass me for a $10 bill. Mommy, take me home. I don't want to die without me hopping on Cassidy boots on.
Oh, what's happened to my baby? What's happened to my baby?
Oh, cut out that Academy Award talk. There's no use making us all sick around here, you know.
I know what, dear. I'll buy you some candy. That'll make you feel better.
Please, if you love me, you'll never mention candy in front of me again. I'm going to put it on me blacklist along with spinach.
He's eating so much candy, he could give transfusions to Hershey bars.
Please, don't mention.
You better take him home, Lorraine.
Oh, my poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby.
Come along, dear.
I'll never do another bad thing as long as I live.
Oh, well, let's hope so, dear. Here, I'll open the door for you.
Thank you.
Did you notice, dear, they replaced the glass in the door?
I didn't worth the trouble, I did, huh?
Just wait until I get you home. I'm going to give you the spanking of your life.
Please, Mommy, don't.
You come with
please,
me.
Please, now, I'm sick. I'm sick. Let go of me here. I'm a sick boy. Let go of me.
Well, I better go find Skelton. He'll probably need some help with his packages. Oops, I'm sorry, mister.
Please now, buddy, please.
Well, Cauliflower, how are you?
Hey, watch it, fella. Let's keep this a clean fight now. Oh, there's the bell. Unclench me. Unclench me.
Cauliflower, let go of my arms. It's me, O'Connor.
You'll have to talk louder. That burglar alarm's making too much racket. I can't hear a thing.
Are you still hearing bells?
No. What do you think? I'm punch drunk or something? There's one thing about me. I got all my marbles, boy. Oh, I don't have all my angus, but I got my marbles. You know, some fighters stay in the ring a little bit too late. You know, they start hearing bells and birds and all the time, boy, but not me. I take care of myself, boy. I take care of myself. I really take care of myself. Pardon me. I think somebody wants me on the phone.
Well, say, I see your nose is all bandaged up. Did you get it broken in a fight?
No. I had some plastic surgery done on it.
Oh, you've got a new nose.
No, it's the same nose. I just had it lifted. I'm trying to keep it out of my mouth. Listen, that guy handle that and ring the bell. Give that man a cigar, will you? Boy, hey, how about that fight I had in Anaheim last night, huh? How about that fight?
What happened?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Did you get knocked out again?
Yeah, but I sure had the guy worried for a while, boy. Did I have him worried? He thought I was dead. Boy, a flock of them flew over that time. Hey, hold it. That's strange. We're so close to CBS, but I hear them NBC chime.
Hey, Cauliflower, how did you ever happen to become a fighter?
Did I ever tell you about my first fight?
No.
Ever tell you about my last fight?
No.
Same fight. See, I had on some, and it's the only way I could get any wet.
How long have you been married now?
Oh, well, let's help the Salvation Army. I hear the tambourine coming. Hey, what you saying?
I said, how long have you been married?
Well, let's see now. Me and Mabel first met at the Golden Gloves in Chicago. We were both middleweight at the time. We were married right in the ring. Oh, did you hear that? I thought I heard something. Go ahead.
Well, how romantic being married.
I did hear something. The fire truck. What's that?
I said it's very romantic being married right in the ring.
No, it was a necessity, see? Mm-hmm. The fight the night before the wedding, see? I had a big fight, and they couldn't hold out for the ceremony waiting for me to come to, see?
Yeah.
So the referee just stopped the count over me, and he pronounced me man and wife right in the ring.
Well, where did you spend your honeymoon?
In a coma. That little place down here in Southern California. Yeah, later, me and the bride spent a 2 carefree week in the Main Street gym, you know. All the money slammed the locker door.
Well, did your wife like spending her honeymoon in the gym?
Well, sure, that way she could be near her mother, who was rattling at the time. You think fighters are punch drunk? You want to get a load of some of them rattlers. Every night at 5 o'clock sharp, they're so anxious to get out of that gymnasium, and it's a big brawl to see who's going to get on the elevator first.
Well, so what?
There's no elevator in that gymnasium.
Boy, that is bad.
Yeah, why can't they stand there and wait in line like I do? Hey, let's hurry. Recess is over and the school bell just rang.
Cauliflower, get hold of yourself. There are no bells ringing.
They're not, but I see those swallows are returning to Caspastrano early next year.
I gotta go buy my wife a Valentine.
Say, speaking of Valentine, here's one for you. It's a couple of ringside tickets from a fight tonight.
Well, thanks a lot.
I'll see you there. I'll be in a seat right next to you.
I thought you were fighting.
I am, but believe me, when that guy I'm fighting hits me, I'll be in a seat right next to you. Oh, I hear somebody open the cash register. I gotta go get some change. I'll see you later, buddy.
Is that guy punchy?
He sure is. Why do you associate with the guys like that? People that don't use their brain. Get intelligent people to run around with.
Yeah. Well, you sure bought enough stuff for your wife. That ought to square you with Little Red.
Yeah, Little Red? That's my pet name for Georgia. She sent me that sign, LR. Hey, Rod, answer the phone.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's new dream shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle new dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
New dream shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is running this program for the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.